Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Holden Legal Live. Today, we will be discussing reimagining commercial space amid the pandemic, and we have Matthew Holden with us. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, how are you, Katie?
Good, good. So I'll just dive into the topic and just kind of give the audience a little bit of background, and then you can kind of give your take on it. So due to COVID-19 and the need for many to work from home for the past year, a lot of business owners are abandoning their commercial leases. And Forbes actually covered this and said that as of August, commercial spaces were projecting really high, actually historically so, vacancy rates. And if this remote work trend is permanently embraced, commercial vacancies will likely continue to increase in 2021. So business owners who are kind of still holding on to their leases might be feeling a sense of frustration, but I kind of wanted to pass it to you, Matt, and give some options for these people with holding on to the leases.
Sure. No, I appreciate that. It's a really good time to think about what to do with these spaces. I just want to run through a couple of, more than a couple of options. Just to think about it, one, you can convert retail spaces into COVID-19 testing centers. Some retail spaces that are struggling, such as restaurants, clothing stores, et cetera, can be converted to COVID-19 testing centers. Perhaps you can consider assigning or subletting your space to a lab or testing facility for COVID-19. This is already occurring in New York. According to the Real Estate Board of New York President James Whalen, REBNY and our members are working closely with state officials to begin offering free space for rapid testing centers and retail spaces in large commercial buildings. That's a direct quote. This can be an alternative to leaving your commercial space vacant over the next several months before the pandemic ends.
Oh, great.
It's awesome. It's something to really think about. And obviously, with the vaccines coming out right now, and they're becoming more readily available, people can get those. But at the same time, there are those that don't want to opt for vaccines. So if you're not getting a vaccine and you still want to partake in activities, you're still going to need to get a test. So COVID-19 testing centers are still going to be necessary. Second, display artwork for artists. Many artists have found themselves struggling amid the pandemic with little or no way to earn money through art shows or galleries as they did before COVID-19. It's been popularized in Hamptons Village. One solution involves artists partnering with business owners who currently have vacant commercial real estate to display their artwork. This helps the art community by giving artists a chance to sell to window shoppers and make streets look nice rather than vacant. So again, something to think about. And third, you can collaborate with other business owners. If you still want to make use of your space for your business, you could consider collaborating with other business owners. Perhaps your landlord allows subletting and you could sublet to another business that needs space. That business might be able to use the discounted commercial space to house inventory. Or you might even begin construction on a post-pandemic store concept.
Okay, so that's great. That gives people a couple different options, the converting the retail spaces into COVID-19 testing centers, displaying artwork for artists, or collaborating with other business owners. So can you delineate the best practices when repurposing your space, just to give some tips for that?
Absolutely. No matter what you choose to fill your vacant space with, you should review the use provisions section of your lease to confirm how the space may be used. In other words, if the space can only be used as a restaurant, you might need to request permission from the landlord to amend the lease to use the space for something else. In addition, ensure you confirm with the zoning department that the building is zoned for the use you desire. If the building is currently zoned for retail and not medical, for example, then you might need to request permission to seek a zoning variance. You can also reach out to your real estate attorney, as they can help walk through your options with your lease, your space, and your plan moving forward. If you're a business owner stuck in a commercial real estate contract, it might also be a prudent idea to reach out to a real estate attorney. Your attorney can walk you through your options with your lease, your space, and your plan moving forward. If you do move forward with one of the aforementioned space conversion options, ensure you strive to get the most favorable terms possible.
Great. This is a lot of really important information, Matt. So thanks for sharing it. Do you have anything else to wrap up just about this reimagining commercial space amid the pandemic?
Well, listen, you know, right now there is a lot of vacant space out there. There are a lot of options. There are a lot of people who are struggling. And if you are in a position where you have a vibrant business that needs space, you can possibly look to help those who are struggling. If you are struggling, you can look to those that possibly have vibrant businesses and seek out those who may need more space. So, you know, you can go back and forth and possibly collaborate together. So I'm here to help. I'm here as a resource. Holden-legal.com is our website. All of our contact information is available. Happy to help where I can.
Great. And all this information is in the podcast description, so you can check it out there as well. And thanks again, Matt.
Thank you. Thanks, Katie.